today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, Salamu Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. Ramadan and the hereafter is the topic of this episode of today's special.
Oh Ramadan, oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are, welcome Ramadan. Oh Ramadan, oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are, welcome Ramadan. Ramadan, 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 Ramadan.
Now we check the calendar. Today, Tuesday, is the 17th of Ramadan, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 30th of Farvardin, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 19th of April, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open the Holy Quran. We'll look at chapter Ar-Rahman and we'll listen to verses 26 to 28.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Kullu man 'alayha fan.
Everyone upon the earth will perish.
وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ.
And there will remain the face of your Lord, owner of majesty and honor.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The preceding blessed verses treated of divine blessings, and blessed verse 26 is saying that the time of benefiting from these blessings is brief. Seize the opportunity since you are all transient. The contextual meaning of the blessed verse designates that all things are transient and trifling in their essence. But what remains is divine essence, which is subject to transience. The world, with all its bounties, is a prison to believers, and a way out of this world is a way out of the dark and a small prison. The month of Ramadan, the season of the hereafter, is the title of this short part. The month of Ramadan is a season of the hereafter. The month of Ramadan is a season of spring when the rose of worshipping blossom, ethical values flourish again, and the feelings of compassion, mercy, and solidarity become active. It is a very productive It is a very productive season when one good deed is rewarded 100, 1,000 times, and more like a grain of corn or a seed of fig. Fasting is a difficult deed of worshipping. The belief of a person increases to the extent of the difficulty of worshipping. His respect toward Allah strengthens and his consciousness of servitude is consolidated. The servant of Allah becomes like an angel when he fasts. As it is stated in the principles, the best and virtuous deed is the one that is the most difficult. The reward of fasting will reduce its difficulty to nothing.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin ista'in. In the month of Ramadan, we must be careful that we have to foresee and anticipate resurrection. I mean, resurrection, as in Arabic, it's called ma'ad or al-ma'ad, as used in the Holy Quran. It's a fact that at the end of the world, when the whole world diminishes, another world will going to be reconstructed. And that another world, I mean the greater world or the eternal world, is called the resurrection. On the resurrection day, everybody shall see the outcome of his or her jobs in this world and the effects with the social individual of everybody will be shown over there, will be displayed over there on the Day of Judgment. So we find that in order to be able to have a good fortune on the Judgment Day and on the Judgment Scene in the world hereafter, everybody is expected to consider fasting both on an individual level and on a social level or communal level. On the individual level, we find that, for example, everybody is expected not to eat or drink or not to do certain jobs that will nullify fasting. On the social or communal level, we find that fasting finds expression in being able to consider fasting as it pertains to other people. For example, while fasting, we don't have any right to wrong other people, to violate the rights of other people, or to do, social sins. Because one aspect of fasting is the individual aspect, which concerns, enduring thirst and hunger. On the social or communal plane, we find that fasting finds expression in terms of considering the rights of other people. So we find that we have to be attentive to all aspects of the rites and rituals of fasting in the month Ramadan, whether on the individual level or on the social or communal level. From this, it can be deduced that in this connection, we find that the more we are attentive to the rites and rituals of the month of Ramadan, the more we will benefit from its grace. Because it's indicated in Islamic teachings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the coming of the month of Ramadan, will close the gates of the hellfire and will open the gates of the Divine Paradise. But there's a precondition. The precondition in this connection is that people should observe the rites and rituals of Ramadan as best as possible. Thank you.
Ramadan, month of the Quran, sent by Ar-Rahman, mercy to mankind.
Ramadan, month of the Quran, sent by Ar-Rahman, mercy to mankind. Ramadan, month of the Quran, sent by Ar-Rahman, mercy to mankind.
And now it's good time to look at the preparation for death. On the month of Ramadan, we'll look into the spiritual, physical, mental, and social aspects of our life. Do we have the right relationship with our Creator? Do we get sufficient sleep such that we are mentally prepared for each day? Are we doing physical exercise, and do we get sufficient interaction in our social life? It is a balancing act between these aspects of our life. If there is an imbalance, then it may well lead to negative thoughts of and depression. The main thing is to make the best use of our time. The means to remember Allah. There are many ways we can do this. We must ask for forgiveness for all our sins before we die. The Prophet used to pray, O Allah, forgive my past and future sins, my hidden and apparent sins, my transgression, and the sin that you know of more than I do. You are the one who puts forward and the one who holds back. There is no God but you.
Allah.
This time, the afterlife, the resurrection. The Quran repeatedly tells us that those who believe and do righteous deeds will be greatly rewarded in the hereafter, while those who disbelieve and do bad deeds will be severely punished. Belief in life after death gives meaning to our life, for it tells us that this life is only a test and preparation for an eternal life. Furthermore, we know that in the hereafter we will receive justice for all the wrongs we suffer here. It may seem that the sinful and corrupt are often happier or wealthier than the righteous, but that is only for a short time. In the hereafter, they will get their due. Belief in life after death encourages a person to lead a good life on earth, since he knows the fate that awaits him if he ignores the commands and warnings of Allah given in the Quran. In fact, belief in the afterlife is the strongest incentive for a person to lead a life of virtue here. The real road to a peaceful society can be paved only if people believe in an afterlife.
The Quran, my dear brothers and sisters, is Islam's greatest miracle. It's the greatest miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. All of the prophets, Musa, Isa, Ibrahim, all of the prophets, they had miracles. Their miracles died once they left this life. Once they left this life, that's it. There's no more miracle. Today, if someone asks you, what's the miracle of Islam? What's the miracle of Rasulullah? The miracle of Rasulullah is the Quran. The Quran that's living with us. The Quran that's amongst us. But how many of us take advantage of the month of Ramadan? How many of us recite the Quran? How many of us take advantage of the Quran? Allah describes in the Quran a scene on the Day of Judgment. A very shocking scene. Allah says in the Quran, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. The Day of Judgment, Rasulullah is going to complain about the Ummah that they did not respect the Qur'an. They did not give the Qur'an the sanctity and the respect that it deserves. Am I going to be one of those people who Rasulullah is going to complain about? Do I have a relationship with the Qur'an? Do I have a bond with the Quran? Do I recite the Quran? Something that you could do during the month of Ramadan, 30 days. In the month of Ramadan, there's 30 juz'us in the Quran, 30 chapters in the Quran. Every day you recite one chapter. Every day you recite one juz'. It takes you, if you can recite the Quran, it will take you about 45 minutes, 35 minutes, some people an hour to recite the Quran.
That was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Please keep us in your prayers and du'as. And there is nothing else, just fi amanillah.
جلسة القرآن ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن.